most people don't realize is that a lot of these beaches are accessible by car. And so you'll see a lot of RVs and camper vans parked along the coastline, which makes for a really cool experience. I mean, you get to wake up on the beach. That's really special.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Corder. We're excited to bring you another episode. You know, we've got all the authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana, everything you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
Episode 73. These numbers are kind of getting a little ridiculous
getting
now.
Getting up there, man.
Yeah. Talking Southwest Louisiana beaches. I like the way that we kind of look at it, though, because remember those old advertisements? There's an app for that when apps were big on phones.
Yes.
Initially.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's a beach for that.
There is a beach for that in this area. And a lot of times I would say that's like little known. Mm-hmm. People don't realize everything that our coastline has to offer. So,
and they're also different. Each beach offers something different. So it's really cool. So we talked to Catherine Shea Duncan, a member of our Visit Lake Charles team here, as she helps us kind of navigate, because I'd kind of call her a local beach expert. She loves the beach.
She really is. And I mean, I've lived here just about my entire life, and she was telling me things in places I've never heard of before. So I think it's excellent. We really take a deep dive, if you will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you have another?
Nope, just the one.
Great show. Before we get to that, of course, you know what time it is.
That's right. We're going to start things off with a taste of Southwest Louisiana. It's a segment we like to call On the Eats.
We like to call it that because that's its name. On the Eats takes us to Loggerheads, which is in North Lake Charles, just before you get to Moss Bluff. And it's a nice little kind of relaxed spot, I would say, that is off the beaten path, but really isn't that far away from anywhere in Lake Charles. Now, it is a bar restaurant, so you do have to be 21 or older to actually eat there. Take that as a note. But they opened back in 2012, and they have actually a really cool like event center next door. But as for the restaurant, it's perfectly situated right on the Calcasieu River. So you can, it's like a really cool, breathtaking kind of view.
It really is. It's an expansive look.
Yeah.
It's right on the curve of the Calcasieu River.
For the patio seating specifically.
Yeah. And so they got their, you know, their Riverside Resort, basically, which is an amazing venue that's new, just built over the past couple of years.
Correct.
Post-Hurricane Laura. So it's absolutely wonderful. They have tons of events there. Lots of, the owner, Jimmy, was saying lots of kind of conventions and things like that, and parties for different businesses and whatnot around town.
Yeah, beautifully constructed brick facade on that.
Yeah, it's really, really, well really pretty. Big windows looking out onto the river, and both the patios upstairs and down. And as far as the restaurant, same thing on the back patio. Places to eat right out there, overlooking the water, but covered so you're not in the blazing sun or anything like that.
Right.
Just such a picturesque place. That I don't know. I mean, I literally, before we ever sat down at a table, we were taking pictures of it. It was one of those places.
And before we get to the food, the most important part of your visit is spending some time with the restaurant alligator.
That's right. So right out on the Calcasieu River, I'd say he's like, 5 foot long, maybe?
Yeah.
He's a juvenile. He's not a
he's
baby.
He's not huge, no.
But he's not fully grown just yet. But his name is Junior. I'm sure Daddy somewhere around senior. We didn't see him, but
no.
Junior is really cool. He just kind of, you know, hangs out.
Yeah, we had a nice little video that I posted on my Facebook, so you should go and check that out. But as for the food, it's a pretty simple kind of menu. You know, it's a bar and grill style menu.
Yeah.
Things that you would come to expect, burgers and fries, and fish, some seafood, stuff like that. And so let's go right into it. We started with an appetizer of the duck tenders.
Yeah, went a little different this time around. Though the burgers come very highly regarded, I wanted to kind of branch out and do something wild for me. And that was some duck. So I think you got the duck tenders and I ate some of the duck wontons.
Yeah, the duck tenders were kind of like blackened strips of duck, but they were really crunchy still. thin. So you had a bunch of them. They had some the duck sauce that was served as a house recipe. Mm-hmm. It's like a tangy, creamy, salty sauce. I
wrote down that it reminded me very much of a sweet and sour.
Yeah, but it was creamy though.
Yeah,
which most sweet and sours aren't. It had some tang to it, so it was really interesting, and it paired really well with the duck tenders because they were heavily seasoned, so they kind of that good salty flavor there, very flavorful, and so it paired really well with the sauce specifically.
Yeah, and same goes for the duck wontons, which also came with the sauce. Those are it's duck bacon,
mm-hmm.
It's really super creamy. It's got some corn in there. The outside of it is that perfect crisp to it, while the inside's really creamy. That sauce was really great with it. Like I said, I don't know. It reminded me of a sweet and a sour almost. In fact, if you like crab rangoon,
mm-hmm.
Like cream cheese kind of affair,
right.
Fried little pastries, like that, think of that.
Yeah.
That's very much what this is. I'm not a huge fan of like game, wild game, if you will. I stick to like chicken. And I don't venture very far from there. So if duck scares you, don't let it on this because it was very, very good. I called it a Cajun version of a crab rangoon.
Yeah, you're kind of like, you were singing, what is it, TLC Waterfalls. You were sticking to the poultry that you're used to.
Exactly. But this time I tried to branch out. And I had no regrets. I really enjoyed them.
As for the fish, they went thin and crispy, so it was a lot of strips of fish, since they kind of filleted it very thin. But you get a lot more crisp because of that. And so it was nice, the really flavorful fish batter that they had there. You know, each piece was so crispy, and yet you got plenty of fish. Really the perfect kind of fish bites is
like
the best way to say it.
It's like a classic fish fry.
And so very, very good. As for the French fries, I got the curly fries, and then I added cheese because they had it, and so it was just wonderful cheese. I love cheese fries so much, and they have great cheese fries that melted nacho cheese style for over them, and I loved them so much. And so it was a nice it's a kind of a nice lunch with the views and the vibe. That's what you're looking for.
The views and the vibe. This is the place. You know, once upon a time, whenever we first moved to Lake Charles, I think we went here.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I think because I wasn't that familiar with the ins and outs of this area, in my head I was thinking, oh, this is really far out. This, you know, it's far away. And so we just don't go there that often. And I realized this time around, this is not far away at all. It feels like you're off the beaten path. It feels like you're kind of transported to some other area, but really you're 5 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
So really breathtaking area, and you just got to try it out.
Yeah, I definitely think so. So like I said, it's off of I-10 headed north, like you're going to Moss Bluff, and it's just a turn away from that point. So it is off the beaten path, but once you go, you're not going to regret the views and the vibes that you get.
No, nothing like it.
From a great meal to a great guest, we welcome on Catherine Shea Duncan, the Senior Director of Social Media and Communications at Visit Lake Charles. She does a little bit of everything when it comes to VLC, and she does everything when it comes to social media here in the building. And if you've seen any of our channels, you'll see the great work that she does every single day. And she is also a beach bum. So how perfect to come on the podcast to talk beaches in Southwest Louisiana. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about this topic.
All right. So we're going to get started, though, to find out how you play in Louisiana's playground. And I'm going to switch up our order here that we normally go with. But first off, crawfish or gumbo?
Gumbo.
Gumbo. And is there a season for that? Is there
no,
a climate
you can
for
have
that?
Gumbo any time of the year.
Okay.
Of course, for us, it's very nostalgic because like my mama's gumbo is my favorite. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of like familial ties to why I chose gumbo.
I get that.
And if I'm not mistaken, I guess before we get too far deep in this, Catherine is the first co-host turned guest in podcast history, I believe.
There you go. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry.
You've asked these questions before, obviously.
She has.
But you haven't,
she has
yeah,
asked
and you
these
haven't
questions.
Necessarily answered them, I guess.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Concert or comedy show?
Concert, obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously. I'm a
if
big
you know
music
Catherine,
person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big music gal. All right. And the last one, Because I know the answer, poolside or beachside?
Beachside, duh.
Obviously, which brings us to our topic of the day.
What? You love the beach?
I do love the beach.
Well, look, I really feel like beaches are one of Southwest Louisiana's hidden treasures. It's something that really probably doesn't get talked enough about. What do you think make the beaches of Calcasieu and Cameron Parish so special?
I think the difference between you have the option of having those white sand beaches along the North Beach, or you can get like that urban escape feel at Golden Nugget or L'Auberge, or you can go down to Cameron Parish and experience the rustic beaches. There's 360 views of the sunset and wildlife, and you get to really be immersed in nature. So it's the juxtaposition between both of those opportunities.
Yeah, and I think, you talk about the hidden treasures, it's because so many associate Louisiana swamps and bayous and all the other things that we're known for in Louisiana.
Which are great.
Sure, but here in the heel of the boot, it's really a special place compared to the rest of the state in that we do have the coastal experiences as well, as you kind of mentioned there. How do we at Visit Lake Charles highlight those experiences to guests to make sure they know that you can kind of put that on your agenda as well?
Yeah, we have, I mean, on social media, I love to spotlight our different beaches and showcase the amenities that each one uniquely has. And just recently, we hosted two UK content creators, and Rutherford Beach was one of the spots that I brought them to because they both love adventure travel. So I wanted them to see the both the shelling and the birding opportunities at Rutherford Beach.
And that's what really Rutherford's known for, the shells, right? I mean, some incredible finds that you can spot out there.
Absolutely.
Well, before we get too into the weeds on like the specifics of what we kind of feel like each beach, their strengths, so to speak, give us a rundown, if you could, of what are the major beaches that people would visit while in town?
Okay, so I think we'll start with the urban beaches, so the ones that are in Calcasieu Parish.
Okay.
So we have first North Beach. It is actually the only white sand inland beach from Texas to Florida, and it's really easily accessible from I-10.
Or our office.
Or our office, yeah. So you're this beach is very close to Port Wonder, the Crying Eagle Brewery, which is opening this summer, and the lakefront. So a lot of great amenities that surround North Beach. And then we have the two beaches at the casino resort. So Golden Nugget and L'Auberge both have their own beaches, which have boat access, great sunset views. So the Golden Nugget has Bill's Burger Bar, so you can have some snacks on the beach and go sit at the fire pits. And then both L'Auberge and Golden Nugget have volleyball nets, and they're both open to the public. So they're great if you are staying in the casino resorts, or if you just want to check out those two beaches.
And we have.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we've spent a lot of time on the beaches, especially at Golden Nugget to have a burger. I'm big on eating outdoors. Yes. If there's an option to eat and it's outdoors, I'm going to take it. And so we've gone there so many times. And it's a really great experience. It's so much fun to see the people pulling up on their boats.
Yes.
They've got their kids in tow. Basically, they're out, you know, tubing all the waterways, and then they come in to have a snack or just to relax.
And that's actually where Envy Eats was for the Golden Nugget episode a little while ago. So if you're interested in seeing what they kind of have on the menu and our experience there, we did highlight it there.
Yeah, so those three beaches are definitely going to give you more of that party, exciting feel, where it's very much contrasted by the beaches in Cameron Parish.
Sure.
So I'll kind of do the Cameron Parish beaches from east to west, starting with Rutherford Beach. And this is probably one of my favorite beaches because you have to drive through the Cameron Parish National Wildlife Refuge to get there. There's just stunning views along the way. Rutherford Beach is known for its shelling. That's one of my favorite activities to do. I love to go there at sunset to get the colors that are bouncing off of the shells. A lot of people do like to fish at this beach, and it's pretty long. So if you want to go for a long walk, it is one of those beaches that has that amenity. And then after Rutherford Beach, there are some beaches in Cameron proper. And then from there, you'll take the Cameron Ferry, which is a $1 if you're going westbound per car. If you're going eastbound, it's free. And it should only take about 15 minutes. So you can, you know, hit all of these beaches up in mm-hmm. one trip if you'd like. The next beach, once you cross the Cameron Ferry, is Holly Beach. This one is affectionately known as the Cajun Riviera. And if you're from Louisiana or from Southwest Louisiana, you probably have some memories growing up in Holly Beach or going yep. to Holly Beach on a family vacation. Because before our hurricanes, it was one of like the, you know, most poppin' beaches and still is. They've done an incredible job with building it back up. And they have a crab festival every June and a lot of amenities around the beach as well. So it's a great spot for if you do have a family or if you're wanting to, you know, bring friends and family and have a fun sure. vacation. And then right after Holly Beach is Little Florida Beach. This is another one of my favorites because it's right next to Pivotow Woods Bird and Butterfly Sanctuary. So you can maybe start off in the morning with a going bird watching in Pivotow. This sanctuary is really special because it's surrounded by chenier trees, which mm-hmm. are live oak ridges that are very unique to the Louisiana coast. So it's one of the spots where the migratory birds first rest once they've flown over the Gulf. So beautiful birding opportunity. Mm-hmm. You can actually walk through Pivotow and get to Little Florida Beach, and that's one of my favorite things to do. And Little Florida, like all of the beaches in Cameron Parish, have great sunsets. They have more white sand, so it's very picturesque. And then just a few miles west is Mays Beach, which is the most rustic and remote beach along the Creole Nature Trail, and it's the closest beach to the Texas Gulf, Texas state line. So if you really do want a secluded experience, Mays Beach is the way to go.
Yeah, and if you're coming from Texas, if you're coming over from Sabine Pass, that area, it's the closest one to you.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you what I love about the Cameron beaches is that getting to each of them feels like a miniature kind of adventure in, mm-hmm. in its own way, which I guess could... There are some people that probably aren't looking for that, and that's why somewhere like North Beach feels like the classic beach experience. You park right off the road, then you walk just a short distance to the beach, like you would in places like Florida and Galveston and all of those. Mm-hmm. But having that, you know, you could, like you said, you can cut through kind of the sanctuary and get to the beach that way, or you have to kind of drive down and weave your way down mm-hmm. to some of the other ones. And so I love that kind of, you just kind of connect. You get that yeah. disconnect from, you're no longer on roads yeah, anymore in the same way.
It's escapism. It's sure. what mm-hmm. I think so many of us are looking for when we do want to go on an adventure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. To feel like we're away from the hustle and bustle. It's good to have a little bit of both right here in Lake Charles, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's fun to get away. And Brady and I used to, before we had kids, we used to go down to the beach, I mean, almost every weekend on a ride down there. And we've since done it with the kids, which is amazing. It's yep. just a lot more to pack when you go to the beach with kids. But we just loved every minute of it. I grew up going to Rutherford or Holly, just depended on what my dad was feeling, almost every weekend growing up, because I'm from, you know, an hour outside of here. And that's where we went to go fish. It's where I caught my first shark. It was off the coast of Holly Beach, you know? Like this, it's just, it is that nostalgic feeling mm-hmm. like this is the place you grew up and so connected to nature, to sure. your roots
yeah.
here.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that maybe most people don't realize is that a lot of, like you said, a lot of these beaches are accessible by car. And so you'll see a lot of RVs and mm-hmm. camper vans parked along the coastline, which makes for a really cool experience. I mean, you get to wake up on the beach. So that's really
special.
You can't
beat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Let's kind of funnel them into maybe the type of person that should go to each beach, right? Like, or maybe be your first stop. For example, I know you kind of touched on it a little bit, but if you're interested in shelling, and I guess give us a little kind of like an overview on what shelling is to you, where should you start?
I would definitely start at Rutherford. My favorite place to go is once you get to Rutherford Beach, go left or east down the coast, down Rutherford Beach. And of course, the best time to shell is after high tide or morning yields will get the best finds. So whenever I was there a few days ago, there was a fella out there collecting a lot of shells. And it's just one of those places where if you like shelling, this is one of the places you have to put on your bucket list.
I agree. And I love always the views as well. And the sunsets, once again, the obligatory, oh, it's Louisiana's Playground. I'm talking about sunsets again. The sunsets at Rutherford are awesome. I mean, they're great at all the beaches, but the Cameron sunsets are so awesome. And they look just slightly different than the Calcasieu ones, and they're all amazing and the best in the world. So
yeah. Okay, so where would we go? Let's say I just want to go stroll along, leisurely walk. What's the best beach for me?
I would say Little Florida.
Okay.
Little Florida or Mays. Little Florida, because you can start your walk through Pivato and get that experience. Mm-hmm. It's really cool because the chenier trees, it's almost like encapsulating. You feel like you're in another world with all of the beautiful trees, especially at sunrise, the sun coming through. It's very beautiful. And then you make your way out of the chenier trees and there you are at the beach. And you take a small path to the beach, and it's again beautiful white sand, and just, you know, it's Cameron Parish, so there's not very many people living there, and it's, you know, 360 views of the marshland, the sunsets, all of our wildlife.
And I think that's a good point where you said there's not a lot of people living there. It's not a beach town, right? So it is very much an escape to nature when you're in Cameron Parish. Because of that, people live well off the beach.
Yeah.
So all of that feels almost untouched, like you're the first to ever discover it.
Yeah. And, you know, I've never been to Little Florida or Mays before, which is crazy because we've been to the beach all the time. But I've never been to those beaches before. And now we need to go do that. I'm looking at you. We need to go do that because it sounds incredible. You said it's a butterfly and birding sanctuary.
Yep.
That's awesome.
All right. Let's talk family fun. We've got kids. We like to have family fun. So we want to pack our kids up, build sandcastles, have the whole relaxing day, even though, you know, kids and relaxing aren't two things that typically go hand in hand. But I think you understand what we're trying to say. Where should we go?
I would suggest North Beach. It's easy access. Yep. You've got volleyball courts, pickleball courts. You're close to Port Wonder. So once you're either before or after the beach, you can go to Port Wonder and go into the Children's Museum and the Nature and Science Center. You're near the lakefront. So there's a lot of amenities close by, and there's a lot of families out there. I mean, we work right by North Beach, so driving by every day, we see there are a lot of families.
Yeah, and I know it's getting a facelift too as well.
Yes.
There on the lakefront. And then, as you mentioned with Crying Eagle, you'll also have a place to eat that's a short walk away. And so, moving on up.
Yeah, absolutely. And then in the Cameron area, I would say probably Rutherford or some of the Cameron proper beaches because of their proximity to Lighthouse Bend, which is a fabulous new restaurant. Plus, they have a market and playground area. So that's to the east of the Cameron Parish Ferry.
Well, we've got that one circled on our list to get down for Envy Eats soon enough to check out Lighthouse Bend for sure.
And if you're looking for a party.
Oh, that's Golden Nugget or LaBerge, for sure. Yeah, if you're there at any time of the day or night, you'll see boats pulling up and, you know, playing music and having a great time. And it's both, honestly, families and friends and bachelorette parties and bachelor parties and locals and visitors.
Yeah. It's not too wild. I don't want it to sound like that wild.
No.
We've been out there with the kids.
I would say it's energetic.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's energetic. It's just a different feel than what you get on the laid back beaches.
Sure. And I think something to point out, maybe if you're not familiar enough, is that these aren't just casino hotels. They're a resort. Mm-hmm. Like that's the whole portion of it, is that it's supposed to feel like a resort beach.
It's a getaway. A true getaway. So, whether you're on vacation or you live here and it's a staycation, this is a really fun place to go to kind of escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's important to note that while this is not a beach, it gives you a beach feel because of the imported sand that they have there. There's a sand volleyball complex that we have in town as well.
Yes, it is relatively new. It's South Beach Volleyball, and it's right next to Crying Eagle Brewery, the first location. It has 9 sand volleyball courts and has excellent drainage, so no worries if there's rain. And like a California-style surf shack bar and grill, and it has both competitive and casual volleyball play. There's screens for watching sports, and of course, like a family-friendly and group-friendly atmosphere.
Yeah, and I love that you can like rent out the certain portions of it for certain times. There's also league play, like if you're a local and you just want to find a new sport to kind of play casually. I think they did so awesome how they brought in all those palm trees. Like you walk through, you don't realize you park. And then you walk through their gate and you're like, where am I?
It transports you a bit.
Yeah.
It's incredible because it's in the middle of the city. Yep. It's right by McNeese, right by the Crying Eagle's first location, as you mentioned. Like, it is dead smack in the city of Lake Charles. And it's...
You don't realize.
It's amazing.
So for somebody who's coming to Southwest Louisiana and planning their beach vacation, what's some practical advice that you have for them?
I would say any time of the year is a great time to come, no matter, you know, our winters don't get all that cold. And of course, our summers get pretty hot, but you're at the beach. So that's what you're supposed to be doing. Of course, like mornings are a little cooler and less crowded. Of course, you know, your sunscreen, beach towels, but you like we said, especially in Cameron Parish, there are very few, you know, restaurants and gas stations and amenities. So I would suggest packing as much as you can and preparing for as much as you can. Of course, there are options to eat and to fill up along the way, but it's always better to be prepared.
Yeah. Grab a burger before you head to Rutherford from, you know, Anchors Up or something like that.
Right, yeah. As far as resources that we at Visit Lake Charles offer, what would you say were some of the more impactful ones for people to make sure to read up on, pick up, or et cetera?
Yeah, we have a shelling guide that I really like because I, of course, like to shell. So you can, that's a really fun interactive way to shell and check off which shells you found. Of course, bring a little bag or something if you would like to bring some home. We also, of course, have blogs on our website and a beach page on our website. And like I said, we're always posting about the beach activities on social media. So we've got a lot of resources available.
So, you know, Brady called it a hidden treasure, the beaches that we have along the coast and in Southwest Louisiana. They really are, and a precious treasure at that. Mm-hmm. And you know, everybody knows with erosion and traffic along the beaches and things like that, you know, that we can lose these beaches really easily, especially with hurricanes coming to town. So what kind of efforts do you know of to try to save these, to restore them?
There are a lot of nonprofit groups and organizations, especially in Cameron Parish, that are doing great coastal restoration projects in that area. One that comes to mind is there are a lot of areas of the coastal beaches, specifically Rutherford, that are blocked off for these endangered species, bird species. One of them that they have actively blocked off right now for is the least tern. That's an endangered bird that they have. So just being very mindful, a message to visitors and locals, being very mindful when you are driving on these beaches to go slow and watch where you're driving and be respectful to the wildlife, especially because we are a hot spot for a lot of endangered and migratory birds.
Yeah. And they also do a lot of planting events down there and
beach cleanups,
sea turtle releases even down in Cameron Parish. I think there's one scheduled for later this summer, in fact.
And then, of course, North Beach, you mentioned earlier, has their restoration project going on. So they're elevating their facilities for and adding ADA accessible restrooms and showers. So they're doing great work on North Beach as well to make sure that's more accessible to folks.
And that's awesome. And I know even Just Imagine, for example, a big portion of what they are the coastal restoration and all of that. So there are a lot of organizations that mm-hmm. have started to realize how important it is to make sure that we keep safe what is so cherished here. And yeah. so I love that focus really, really being made by the citizens here of Southwest Louisiana. How do you see or what do you envision these beaches that we have growing in popularity here in the next little bit? What do you think will be some of the biggest things to look out for, I guess I should almost say?
I think we've seen an increase of visitation and just interest, overall interest in our beaches in the last 5 years. And because of that, there's been a lot more investments and interest in investments in upgrading all of the facilities and amenities along the beaches. So I think it's only going to get better from here, both from the nonprofit side and the private sector. You're seeing a lot more investments and interest in keeping these beaches sustainable.
Well, let's wrap up with about the biggest softball question I could give you. What has been either your favorite memory or what's your favorite aspect of our beach scene here?
I'll start with a memory. I mentioned earlier that I grew up, or that a lot of people did grow up going to Holly Beach. And I grew up going to a family friend's camp in Holly Beach. And that's actually some of my earliest memories as a kid, is going there during the summer, spending probably weeks there, or at least what felt like weeks there for me as a kid during the summer. And just being able to leave the camp, walk, you know, two blocks, which is not really that far, all that far, to the beach. And then there used to be a church in Holly Beach, and we'd walk to church on Sundays. It was just like a very cool way to grow up, especially mm-hmm. here in Southwest Louisiana. And I'm from about an hour away, so it was like a vacation. I mean, it is a vacation to us. And those are some of my favorite memories. Yeah.
Very similar childhood she and I had. Because that's what it was. That's what it was. Can I share something real quick? I just wanted to interject about the resiliency of the people of Cameron Parish real fast. Because if you're coming from out of state, or if you're not familiar with people in Cameron Parish and the multitude of hurricanes and unnamed storms that they've all had to contend with, they are some of the strongest human beings I've ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, after Hurricane Rita in 2005 was a massive blow to Cameron Parish as a whole, and then Ike, and then Gustav, and all these storms that have come through, and these people remain. Mm-hmm. They rebuild, they get better, they get stronger, they rebuild smarter, mm-hmm. and they stick around because it's so special to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that just says everything you need to know about this kind of place that you might be visiting, is even after all that, storm after storm, people are wanting to stick around because they realize how special it is. I always think back to Loretta and Sunny Mo and their seafood. They've got Mo's Seafood down on Holly Beach. Yep. And they were wiped out in Rita and rebuilt, and wiped out again in Ike and rebuilt. And then a big wave came one time and wiped out their house, and they rebuilt, and they did it all again in Laura. And they just keep rebuilding because it just, that's it. It is a way of life for them. And I think it just says everything about the people there and how just what a diamond we've got on our hands in Cameron Parish.
And also just like reinventing themselves. The Holly Beach Crab Festival is a festival that's only, I think, been here around for 3 or 4
years. Just a few years. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it is now one of the largest festivals, arguably, in Southwest Louisiana. Yeah. It brings in people from all over. And this is the first year, I believe, that they're doing a 3-day festival. It started off as 1 and then 2, mm-hmm. and now it's a 3-day festival. So that's just, it says a lot about them and how much they care for their area and for their culture and everything that ties them to that place.
Thanks again to Catherine Shea for joining us here on the show. But the biggest thank you of all goes out to you with the headphones or the AirPods or listening on your computer, maybe your car. I'm talking about you. Yes, you. You're listening. Thank you. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating or review wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Apple, wherever.
That, of course, helps us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences that Lake Charles in Southwest Louisiana has to offer. Go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Porter.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground.
Sit you.